Time for a Western UP fishing report with Pete Sorrell in Canton, and I appreciate your time, Pete.
Hey, Adam, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, you know, we're looking forward to your fishing report, so let's jump right into Lake Gogebic. I'm getting reports from across the UP that the walleye has been fairly consistent. Worth your time, I guess, but nothing incredible. But I also know that the perch fishing sounds like it is doing well, and they're really schooling up nicely right now. But, man, I'm going to take a wild guess that you're going to tell me you're picking through a lot of small perch like everybody else.
Yeah, it seems to be the story, Adam. We had some nice success, you know, but man, oh man, we fed a lot of little ones. It was kind of fun. Again, we had some company up, and they liked catching fish. Oh my goodness. And they sure did catch a lot of little ones. But, you know, you're sitting there and you're catching these little ones, and all of a sudden, you'll catch one about 12 inches. Well, that makes you stay that little bit longer.
Well, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what you were using, how deep of water, you know, where were the fish holding?
Well, we were in our favorite spot with the weeds underneath us. We were in about 11 feet again, and we tried different spots to get away from the little ones, but the whole North Bay there, if anybody is thinking about going fishing, it just pretty much didn't make a difference. And we were using slip bobbers. Don't get away from them. You cover more territory. I mean, we moved as a result of catching them more on one side of the boat than the other. But, you know, then you move and then you catch more on that side of the boat. So it's kind of a wash. So, again, we were just using pieces of night crawler or red worms and over the side of the boat and on bobbers. So
it sounds like you were catching huge numbers of perch, but it was hard to find keepers.
Yep, that's pretty much it. You know, and then every once in a while, like I said, you catch a nice one, 10, 11, 12 inches, and boy, then you get excited, and then you got to sit there and pick through a few little ones. But that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, action is better than nothing, right? Even if you're not getting a meal. So what about the weeds in Lake Gogebic right now? Are they starting to show signs of dying at all like in other lakes?
Not here so much. The big reeds up in the bay are, but the ones that we were fishing underneath us, you know, they don't quite reach the surface. So they were still in pretty good shape, it seems to us. But we did move, and we took a ride over by those other weed beds, and yeah, they are starting to hit the fall pattern, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems like everything is just a little bit ahead of schedule, a couple weeks anyway, so.
You know, and we did see a few guys trolling, but I didn't get to talk with any of those guys, but I don't know how they did.
Well, I do want to get a little bit more into the walleye. I want to hit up any intel you might have on Bond Falls or the trout streams in the Western UP. So can we get a little more time from you?
You bet, Adam.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with Pete Sorrell and our Western UP report right here on The Outdoor Show.